Both of those last songs we're singing about the holiness of God. That God is holy, God is righteous, God is just. And that's a sobering, sobering concept. Did you know, by the way, you guys were singing in Hebrew? The song before that says hallelujah, and that's not an English word, that's a Hebrew word. It comes from the Psalms. It comes in the Old Testament. You won't find that word. You'll find it translated, praise the Lord. But in the New Testament, there's a couple places where it shows up, hallelujah, the Hebrew form, hallel, to praise, and Yah, a shortened form of the name of God, Yahweh. It shows up in our English translations four times in Revelation 19. And I want us to think for a minute about this. As we're singing hallelujah, praise the Lord, what is the ground? What is the reason we're praising the Lord? What is the reason that the multitudes in heaven are singing praise the Lord, hallelujah, in Revelation 19? It says, after this I heard what seemed to be the loud voice of a great multitude in heaven crying out, hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for his judgments are true and just, for he has judged the great prostitute who corrupted the earth with her immorality and has avenged her on the blood of his servants. Once more they cried out, hallelujah, the smoke from her goes up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God who was seated on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah. And from the throne came a voice saying, praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, great and small. Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the roar of many waters, and like the sound of a mighty peal of thunder, crying out, hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. The context there that the hallelujahs come to the Lord is a context of wrath poured out on sinners, of judgment. It says quite graphically, the smoke from her goes up forever and ever. That's a sobering picture. And the saints, believers, are to praise the Lord because he's just. Because he does what is right. Because he punishes wrong. That's a ground, that's a legitimate ground to worship. And it's a sobering ground because we recognize we're sinners. We deserve God's wrath. And it's a sobering thing to come to this table, because what we have on this table, the Lord's Supper, is bread and juice. But they're symbols of death. Jesus said, this is my body broken. This is my blood poured out for you. And he invites us to eat. The early church was accused of cannibalism because they remembered together the death of Jesus, and they ate bread and drank juice that represented the body and blood of Jesus, as if they were consuming a person, because he died to give them life and they're living because of his death. And so they were accused, not rightly. It was bread and juice. It wasn't literal flesh and blood, but they were accused of cannibalism, because really that is the picture, that we are living because of the death of another. And it's a sobering thing to come to this table and recognize what we're taking is a reminder that my sin is so heinous before a holy God that I deserve death and hell forever. But because Jesus took my place, I can enjoy a relationship with the God who loves me. And recognize, this is Revelation 19, we're toward the end of the book. God has over and over and over again extended His hand, extended grace, extended mercy, and people have spat in His face and rejected the only hope that they were given, Jesus dying in our place. They've rejected that. And so, finally, and the song we sang, He's slow to anger, but He's abounding in loving kindness. God is patient. He wants us to come back to Him. But He is just. And if we refuse, we will experience what we deserve. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll remember together as we sit at the table together, as we take bread and juice together, reminders, sobering reminders that what I deserve is death from the hand of a holy, righteous, good God. That's justice. But I don't want justice. I want mercy. And God is also abundant, overflowing in mercy. And He sent His only Son, Jesus, to die a brutal death on the cross, to absorb His own wrath against my sin, so that I could be forgiven and enjoy a reconciled relationship with Him. Church, let's worship Him together. Father, thank You for sending Your only Son. Thank You for so loving sinners like me, that You made a way, You provided the ultimate sacrifice to pay my price. And we praise You for Your justice, that You didn't let my sin slide. You didn't wink or turn away or ignore it as if it didn't exist, but You are just, and every sin of mine was paid for in full by the broken body and poured out blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, thank You for coming, for willingly laying down Your life as the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice, the substitute for sinners. As we take, as we remember, as we eat together, we recognize that only because You died can we truly live. And thank You for giving Your life for us. Holy Spirit, thank You for opening our eyes to see a brutal, bloody death on a cross as our only hope, our only rescue. Help us to remember together and worship You for Your holiness, for Your justice, for Your abundant mercy and love. Father, thank You for not giving me what I deserve. Thank You for taking my guilt and my sin and my shame and placing it on Your only Son. And thank You for giving Him what I deserve. And thank You, Jesus, for taking it willingly, gladly. And thank You for giving me what Jesus deserves. And thank You that You are holy, that You maintain and retain Your justice. And still found a way to extend abundant mercy to a sinner like me. His body broken for you, take and eat. His blood poured out so that you could live, drink.